Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
They saw it happen in real time. And I know I don't get a lot of sympathy from women in a case like this, but showed up on my Google calendar. This notification comes up. Physical today, 11 a.m. Which means for a guy my age, somebody's finger's going up my butt.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it.
Yikes.
Some people like that. First, not one. Some people would get excited.
No.
And, but this only happens once a year, correct?
Yeah.
Is it that often?
Yeah, when you get to a certain age, it's got to be once a year.
Oh, man.
But I'm glad you're talking about this because men need to take control of their health, and this is a very important thing that you need to do.
Yes, it is.
I told you, I used to work with a guy, and we went to the same doctor, and we both had to do that, and I asked the doctor to please use a different finger.
And my doctor's kind of a lengthy guy. He's got long fingers. It's not fine.
Yo.
It's really not. He gets way up there.
Is that something maybe you should have done when you were like, you know, trying to find a doctor? Be like, put your hand up. Yeah. Be like, before I choose you as my primary physician, give me a high five.
Show me yours before I show you mine.
That is a great test.
I think so.
The next time I'm looking for a doctor, I will definitely find one with small hands.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a website, smallhandsdoctors.com.
It probably is, but not the kind you want to visit.
Right. All right, our intern Courtney gets herself a tattoo and had no idea who she was sort of waving at, what community she was waving at.
I just wanted to apologize about this internship because here you are in studio for the first time to talk on the air and your boss is talking about a finger going up his butt. I am so welcome.
Yes. Well, might as well break in with the real stuff.
I know okay. What I signed up for. I'm here for a reason.
All right. So tell us about this tattoo and then when you realize like you are flagging down a certain community.
Yep. So I have a small tattoo behind my ear. It is one sun, one star, one moon. I got it with my two sisters. Didn't really think much of it. And I work at a popular retail store. And one day I'm at work, I'm on an aisle, and right behind me, like right on my ear where my tattoo is, there's an older man, mid 50s, early 60s, and very low, in a low, like gruntled voice, he goes, "How long have you been in the lifestyle?" And I turn around like pale ghost face, right? And then as if he knows me and I trust him, he's like, "Oh, it's fine. You can tell me. Like, I'm a part of it. Like, we're the same. We're on the same team right now."
Were you like, "What lifestyle?"
Yeah. I turned around and I was like, excuse me? Like, I have no idea what to say to this. And he promptly is like, "Oh, it's fine. You know, like, swingers are swingers. Like, we're all friends."
You're like, what?
Of all ages. Huh? And
you're like on swing sets?
Yeah, like vines, like what are we doing right now? And yeah, he proceeds to like not necessarily invite me, but he's like, "Yeah, like if you want to be friends, you know, I'm a part of the community." And I very promptly explained to him that it was for my sisters. And then of course he's embarrassed and he's turning away like a dog who's in trouble. And I'm like, "Good, you should like you should be." And yeah, it was an extremely awkward encounter.
So explain for those that, yeah. Did you Google it? Did you afterwards? And what'd you find out?
I did. I Googled. So apparently if you have a 5-pointed star on the front of your house, like as like decor, I guess, it means that you're a swinger. I've never heard of that. I don't know if I'm too young. I don't know.
I thought it was a pineapple.
I thought it was a pineapple too. That's all I ever heard of.
That's what I guess we're evolving. Yeah, I didn't get a pineapple. I mean, I wasn't doing that on purpose. But yeah, I looked it up and apparently if it's on the front of your house, that's what it means. And he saw it. And it's not even a single star. It's a whole tattoo with other things. So I guess he decided to grow a pair that day and see if he could swing it.
So here's the irony. Our intern Caroline, who was on earlier this morning on the Burt Show, she has a pineapple tattoo behind her ear.
No.
Wait, what?
A bunch of freaky interns we have, huh?
But it's a thing with your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where they're best friends.
They're swingers together.
they're not swingers.
Caroline and I knew each other before this.
So from Snopes, do stars on the sides of homes indicate the residents are swingers? Snopes says five-pointed stars decorating the exteriors of homes mean the inhabitants are swingers. True or false? Big time. False!
Yeah.
In late December 2020, social media posts went viral that stated houses with blah, 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 blah.
Because they're, like, the people who post sometimes, like, the or hang up those stars, that's very, like, kitsch, barn-esque.
Yeah.
Like,
Joanna Gaines core.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't find any evidence to support the claim that swingers put five-pointed stars outside their homes to attract potential swinger partners, but this guy saw yours and clearly has had some kind of interaction with those that believe
people?
It. Yeah.
I am evidence. I don't.
There's also not just the stars, like the loofahs, I think, too, in certain communities. Like if you have a loofah tied to your van, different colors mean different things.
Like hanging from the rear view?
Yeah, or like from the, what are the bars on top of the roof? Yeah, like in like old person communities of Florida, they'll have different color loofahs meant to indicate what they're open to.
All right, well, getting back to a previous conversation, white people take the loofahs off of your car and start using them.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.